Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Hello, Adam. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm unbelievably well. How are you, Rafaeli?
Good. I don't have anyone whispering about me in London like President Trump did. talk to us about that acrimony in NATO.
Yeah, NATO is celebrating its 70th anniversary, an organization that likes to think that it has kept relative peace in Europe, ignoring Bosnia, Kosovo, Cyprus, Turkey and Ukraine, of course, relative peace. Okay. But here we have the 29 leaders. There's NATO shindig up the road from me, basically, and they've been talking about a giant shield of solidarity, the one for all for one creed, and then oopsie daisy, because they reduced the two-day summit to 3 hours. They could not agree about those nations who are not spending enough money on defence, according to the NATO Charter, the Turkish incursion into Syria divided loyalties, the assertion by the French president NATO is brain dead, and then we have this extraordinary tiff. And the long and the short of it is that there was a little huddle of people that included the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and, by the way, Princess Anne, who were appearing to mock President Trump, who had been late at one stage because he called an impromptu press conference. And essentially the allegation was that Donald Trump was being arrogant and disrespectful to everyone around, and they were rolling their eyes, and there was a jaw-dropping simulation, if you like, to which Donald Trump replied that Justin Trudeau was two-faced, decided to cancel his final press conference and left in a hurry, then tweeting later that everything was great and everyone loved him. I don't know. Maybe it's just as simple as this is a group of people who've become too successful for their own good. Can 29 members of anything anywhere all agree on one thing?
Quite right. I mean, I think we can all agree that the guy is rude. And he does keep people waiting.
Yes.
And I think we know now that he's not married to the truth. So we know that we can't always take his tweets at face value. And like I said yesterday, they've gotten used to, you know, there's that family issue. There's a big family reunion vibe. We're so close that we just disagree with one another and we can talk nonsense.
Yeah. The only thing is that, I mean, I absolutely agree. And, you know, I am not a fan of Donald Trump. But at the same time, you know, you're a prime minister of your country. You're at a do at Buckingham Palace. You ought not really to be pulling faces and making fun of one of the 29 and probably arguably the most important world leader. Somehow doesn't look very diplomatic or
I was about to say not much diplomacy
political or polite.
Fair
yeah
point.
Exactly.
Speaking of, two Russian diplomats expelled from Germany. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a bit of a thing. Angela Merkel has talked about this as well, but we have months after this man was shot dead in a park in Berlin in Germany. Excuse me. They are throwing out two Russian diplomats. Essentially, the accusation is that the murder may have been ordered by Russia or Chechen Republic in Russia. The victim, who was shot in broad daylight in the Kleiner Tiergarten Park, was a Chechen rebel commander, Zalimkan Kangoshvili, shot in the head from behind, absolutely for all the world looking like an assassination. So Germany has accused Russia of possibly being behind it, but if not behind it, then of not helping in the murder investigation, because they feel that all roads lead back to Russia from this. Moscow rejected accusations of any involvement, but also has not helped. And so here we are with a bit of tit for tat, two Russian diplomats kicked out just 5 days before another summit that will involve, wait for it, Germany, Russia, France, Ukraine. Interesting.
Sure, very much so. And then Kim on a horse. Oh, no, he's copying Putin.
Well, he kept his clothes on, unlike Vladimir
right.
Putin. Yeah, the Russian president does like to do that macho I'm riding around on a horse thing, doesn't
right.
he? And I suppose, well, if you can ride, why not?
Yep.
The great photos for the family album, especially in the snowy mountains of North Korea. It does look quite good. I mean, I'm expecting us all to get Christmas cards with this picture on it. But anyway, there's Kim Jong-un riding on horseback, clothed, surrounded by aides and people who are probably thinking, don't put a foot out of place, otherwise you won't come back. But the point of this is not just that it's a Christmas card in the making or some sort of nonsense photo opportunity. It's the symbolism of this, mm. in that Kim Jong-un is riding up a sacred mountain, Mount Paektu, which is essentially seen as a very mystical, special place in North Korean folklore. And also a place where previously Kim Jong-un has gone riding and has come back down again and made big announcements, like his meeting with Donald Trump and so forth. Given that we're very close to the end of the year deadline that Kim Jong gave for America to come up with some concessions, some sanctions easing, some a new deal, if you like, given that only in the last few days the North Korean foreign minister has hinted at a Christmas gift for the White House, we're expecting this horse ride to lead to something interesting.
Oh dear, I hope it's not nuclear. All right. Well, thanks very much for that.
Yeah. Let's hope it's positive, not negative.
Yes, not to get any coal in our stockings, literally. All right, then. Thanks a lot, Adam Gilchrist.